Praise the Lord. Stand up with your Bibles. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 25. Up to verse 30. If we are there, I read in the name of Jesus Christ. For a text. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And the church will say, amen. God bless you, be seated. And we are continuing with the topic that we started, the evidence of salvation. And we must say something. When you come to this church, please listen to what we are saying, it will help you. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. And faith here is revelation. And revelation here, it says, it comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. And it's important that if what we are saying here is the word of God, then we expect people's eyes of understanding to be open. And we expect a reflection of the open eye. We expect it in the life that we live. And Christianity has been so misrepresented to make it look as if once you identify with a church and pay your tithes and your offerings, and you are a church worker, and you do all else that the pastor tells you to do, and then the pastor tells you because of that, your salvation is guaranteed. And so people struggle to occupy positions in the church, and many of them have no position in Christ. And what we try to do is present this gospel as simple as possible and as practical as practicable, as easy as possible. For everyone, learned and unlearned, young or old, to grasp the importance of salvation. To know that when you play with your eternal destination, you are playing with your life. The gospel is about life and death. Accept it, you accept life. Reject it, you take death. And something that has to do with your life like that is expected that you will be diligent. You will be careful. You will do everything to make sure that your eternal destination is not toyed with by whosoever. And let me tell you, no human being can take you to heaven and no human being can stop you from going to heaven. The only man that God has given us to take us to heaven is the man Jesus. And it's better you listen to him and him alone. That's why Apostle Paul said, follow me. But he added, as I follow Christ. Because the emphasis is Christ, not Apostle Paul. It's not your pastor. I replied a text this morning to somebody, or last night, who sent a text somewhere from Nasarawa State. And you were saying that you heard me preaching and that it is only this church and the Lord choosing church that you listen to, that you believe. Now you want to know whether you are correct Lord choosing. And I replied him. And that's my same reply now. Salvation is not about the church you attend. Oh, sorry. He added that because in that church that they live a holy life, they live a life of righteousness in Lord choosing. And I quickly added, I said that Christianity is more than some moral living. And it is not about the church you attend. The church you attend has nothing to do with it. What guarantees you going to heaven, hallelujah, is Christ in you. The hope of glory. And when I say Christ in you, he is not coming there to lie down to sleep. He is coming there to do a work that will save you. When I say without the Holy Ghost, you can never go to heaven, because the purpose of the Holy Ghost, apart from converting you to live a life pleasing before God, it will also lead you to all truth. I was a prostitute until I went to deeper life, until I went to Chuzi, until I went to Bride Assembly. Then I met with the Lord. I stopped prostitution. I will ask you the same question that Apostle Paul asked. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? And then he asked them, unto what were you baptized? What is the evidence that you are now changed? Because there are people that stop prostitution. It was no church they went that made them to stop. So because you went to church and you stop prostitution does not guarantee, or you stop armed robbery. There are people that stop going to armed robbery without going to church. When they escape death, finish. They say, "Last time I saw the prayer, my last time for die, oh, I will not do this thing again." And they saw a danger, they escaped. They said, "They not do again." I stopped smoking before I met Christ. It was not Christ that made me to stop smoking. I stopped smoking Igbo before I met Christ. The day I discover I smoke Igbo one time and I see myself walking in the air. I'm telling you, I saw myself, I was walking in the air. When I regain and I recover, I said, "Now, Kola, I want Koloso. I'm the only son of my mother. That's why I go useless in my life." I packed the remaining wraps, went to the toilet, flushed, stood in that toilet and swore that I will never smoke you again. That's why they play with my future. That will come the wrong mat. So, it's not Christianity. Then I say I will smoke only cigarettes. 2 years after, I was having chest pain. Blood come out. I said, "Yeah." Blood from my chest. Now this cigar. I was smoking 2 packets of cigarettes in a day. I don't go church. I look at myself. I go carry my hand. Kill myself. Are you useless, Abi? It's a useless man that will see death and enter there. You say, "I am addicted." You continue to be addicted until the day you find that the thing is killing you. So, the fact that you have stopped doing bad thing after you went to Brother Assembly is more than that. Because there are moralists that live the same life. You shall know the truth. There's something you must know and walk in that line. Because those same people now, show them water baptism. They know they palm their hair. They know they wear even if the shoe gets small heel, they know they wear them. In fact, a flat shoe that they wear, women. Their hair, not they even say oxygen. 24 hours covered. Holy sister. They don't even rub cream. It's worldly. Then they put perfume. It's worldliness. Then they wear any cloth where they shine. Then they wear lace. Ah, Igbo, you are Kana. You are wearing lace. To them. Praise the Lord. But you go show them anything in the Bible here. They will remain as blind as a bat in the daytime. Praise the Lord. So where does that take you to? I preach a gospel that is balanced. Yes, we must live a life of moderation. We must live a life that preaches the gospel. Our identity must be defined even by our outlook, our dressing. Hallelujah. But it goes beyond that. It also goes beyond an anointing. That you are receiving anointing, you are seeing vision. Jesus appears to you face to face every night and calls you my servant. He won't call you my son. It's not everybody called my son. I hope you know that. Jesus selects his words. It's very revelated. Amen. Amen. If not, that ass, that animal that he gave message to Balaam, he will call the animal, son, let me send you to this blind prophet. No, an animal is an animal. Praise the Lord. You may be staying and talking with him every day, and yet your name may not be in the book of life. So, what is the evidence of salvation? That's what we try to look at. Watch what is said in the earlier verse we read from verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Wise and prudent. Doctors of divinity. Professors, mighty scientists. He hid the revelation for true salvation. He hid it from them. And has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. So you can't question him. That's why I say, when you find yourself in the positive side of God's program, then worship him with the whole of your heart. Because some people have been ordained for hell, for fire, the lake of fire. Some people, their matter has been concluded, just waiting for that day. And they are living, and some of them are going to church, and some of them are archbishops and pastors and reverend doctors. Mightily anointed, it goes beyond the anointing. It goes beyond the anointing. That's why my emphasis, every time I have opportunity, is to de-emphasize this thing about church. And let's talk about Christ. Let's talk about our salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I told you something. Amen. When we had cause to have a meeting with the ministers, I said, Jesus Christ said, watch and pray. On Friday night, we were talking with the ministers. I was reminding them, watch and pray is how Jesus Christ concluded the matter. I said, watch what? And pray for what? Watch this thing called Lucifer. That demon.
Satan. He has been dealing with man for the past 6,000 years. How old are you? Anybody he wants to get, he can get you. He knows how to get you. Only God can stop him. That's why Apostle Paul said, he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. Tell you. Because I had cause to remind the ministers that see where we were before when this church started. See the level. Now, we are down here. And I proved it. And they all agreed. You saw it. You saw it, but you didn't know you were going down in your ministry. So, and if I was not watching, I would not be able to tell you. See, you are thinking you are moving forward. The truth is, you are not moving forward, though. You are going backwards without knowing. And I prove it, and I thank God. Even those of them who used to argue with me, they agreed. See, when Satan means to get you, he does not come with a stick and hit you on the head. Depending on what he wants to achieve. When Satan wanted to finish mankind, all he needed was this sickness he used. Did he try to kill Eve or Adam? No! He didn't. God will not allow him to kill them. And since I cannot kill, I will pervert them. Since I cannot kill them, I will enter among them, scatter this thing. How will I do it? Did you see Satan? You didn't see him. So what did he use? He hid behind an animal. Till today, everybody is saying serpent, 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 serpent. But we know it's not serpent. It's not serpent. When he wants a church like this, every time, you need prophecy, Oga minister, for somebody to prophesy to you that Satan is after you, he will surely come after us. And he will come in the area of where the fire is burning from. In this church, the fire is burning from two areas. From our prayer life and from the pulpit, what we preach. If he can get the prayer line, that's all. If he can get the intercessors, that's all. If he can get you to stop praying, that's all. If he can, sometimes it is a statement of faith. I am fighting something. When you hear me stand here and say, this vigil every Friday till Jesus come, we will not stop. I know why I'm saying it. I'm saying it so that Satan, if you think you want us to stop, we will not stop. They have come to advise me. You know, he will not come directly. They've come, Pastor, you know, this thing is too monotonous. You know, every Friday, all churches, you know, it's once in a month, once in a month. You know, so, you know, it will be more effective. People will prepare, people will, you know, and there are respectable people in the church that are saying that. Maybe they are even the ones sponsoring the ministry. Unfortunately for you people, God prepared me before this ministry started. And then what you are saying, all I answered them was, Brother, I understand. You are correct. Instead, what we shall do is, we will not make it compulsory. If you like, attend. If you don't like, stay for house. But this vigil, it will continue. And they were getting angry with me. Some of them left the church because of it. Anytime we advise him, he doesn't take advice. Anytime we advise, he doesn't take advice. Hey, when I was in the world, every Friday at the nightclub, you are coming to advise me now. Every Friday, the day before my presence of my God pray, you say it's too much. Too much where? Do you know where God deliver me from? Till Jesus come. Every Friday, we're here. We're here. We're here. All nightclubs open on Friday. All nightclubs open on Friday. All churches should open on Friday night also. If you don't, something is wrong with you. On that Friday night, where you they go? Where will they? They sleep for house. They watch Nollywood. Listen, church. America is a perfect type of a Christian. The life of a Christian. America was founded by believers. The history of America was when that place, that continent was found. It was only Europe that was known. That was the world of that time. And that is still the Bible world till today. Until when persecution started in Europe, the Romans and all, when that first church, I mean, they called themselves the first church, the Roman church, started the persecution of the true believers. People who wanted freedom of worship. When they discovered what Christopher Columbus found out, that there is a virgin place there, very far from Europe, they decided to go there so that they can have freedom of worship. That is the history of America. And that is why their motto is "In God we trust." It's written in their dollar. And everywhere they had the Ten Commandments in all public places. And their constitution was derived from the Bible. And that is why there was no discrimination. Anywhere you come, if you believe the same thing we believe, let's come together and form a nation. Based on freedom and liberty, because that was what they cherished. That was what they lacked from where they were running from. Freedom. And they were the ones that sponsored the gospel and spread it around the whole world. Yes. But that same country, now, oh glory be to God. You know the estate that they are in now. You know the estate that they are in now. You know, 2 days ago or so, 2 or 3 days ago, you saw the level they have gone to. The agenda of Satan. I was sharing with Pastor Francis in my office this morning. I said, watch something about how I am talking about America. It's the same thing he does on every believer. Every believer. That's why he said, he who thinks he stands, take it lest he fall. The same thing. When you are backsliding, it starts small. I say, there is no believer filled with the Holy Ghost that is on fire. Everybody knows you to be a believer on fire. That the day that you finally backslid, you go into fornication. Nobody goes to fall straight to that level from that height. You start gradually. Small time. The thing you used to do that keeps you on fire. Small time. You know, quietly the thing is disappearing. You used to do vigil before, twice every week. You used to fast twice every week. Before you know what, you don't even fast again at all. You change it to once in a month. It is by grace. Then one pain will start in your stomach to justify that you have ulcer. Therefore, don't do that. Yeah, it's grace. Then he will lead you to these fallen angels that are behind the pulpit preaching grace and tell you, no, Jesus paid it all. Jesus paid it all. Then you say, not true. You that used to rebuke your heart, because fornication is from the heart. You look upon a woman and lust after her. In your heart, you have committed adultery already. Now, before you know what, you are comfortable now when you see a naked woman. And before you know what, kiri, internet, pia, what did they see this naked woman? Devil. You don't look at more, devil. See this serpent. And you don't look at more, See this serpent. See in high. See in breast. See in leg. Devil, Holy Ghost, fire. Until the fire quench. Wah! I'm telling you, gradually, he never comes. Wah! Watch and pray. Watch your spiritual life. America! Ha! I begin to look. Among those seven visions William Branham saw, the last one he saw America was blown to pieces. He saw it. And I told you, the statement William Branham said, if God does not destroy America, he said, God is obligated to wake up Sodom and Gomorrah and some and apologize to them for destroying them. He said, because America, at that time, he was saying this about 1964 or so. He said, at that time, oh, they never reached the level they are in now. Okay? And then he said, now, you look at it today. Few years ago, in America, before a Supreme Court judge is appointed, the process he goes through, you know, it goes through a lot of process before he's finally approved for the people to accept it or not to accept it. First and foremost, they started putting people in the Supreme Court, people who did not believe there is a God. You see the agenda of Satan. And when they started this, an inter-message preacher in America by the name of Raymond Jackson, he died in 2004. He was screaming at that time. He said, there is an agenda going on. America, he said, watch it. And some Pentecostal preachers in America rose up. They even, you know, they used one means or the other to say, no, they should reject them, But for we are, it is an agenda. They got there. When they had enough majority of those kind of people in the Supreme Court, then they passed a landmark judgment that there is freedom of religion. That if there is freedom of religion, freedom of worship, that in public places where people, public fund is used, public schools, where taxpayers' money, that is a public fund, is used to sustain those places. He said, since I don't believe in God, I don't believe in Christianity, I don't believe in God, anything about God, don't use my money to fund. Therefore, in public schools, anything called God, they should remove it from there. Therefore, all those morning prayers, before students go to school in public schools, no. They were hanging 10 commandments. Everywhere in the classroom and everywhere, Supreme Court passed a judgment that they should be removed. Anything, 10 commandments, where they hang them, it is an offense to hang it. A judge who was a Christian, he refused. And then they came to his court one time, and they saw it on his table, the Ten Commandments in a plaque written there. They removed him. He was dismissed from the Justice Department. Why? Because if you believe in God, if another person who says he does not believe in God come, you will be biased. So that there will be freedom. And now also, Christian religion must not be taught in public schools. Because I must agree for my child. I am responsible for all the minors, my children. So I have to permit you to teach my child your religion. Therefore, no teaching of Christian religion in any public school. And then the thing was going on and on and on and on. Then before you know what, the gay rights activists, they started their own. I have freedom. We have a constitution that guarantees us freedom. And here we are. Some states agree that a man can marry a man. And a woman can marry a woman known as same-sex marriage. And they must be recognized as husband and wife. And there is also another law that if you are working in the public sector or anywhere you are working, you are free to choose any sex lifestyle that you want. But there was a law. Now, it doesn't matter whether you are a girl anywhere now, but the law says don't ask. It's a private matter. Don't ask whether I am gay or not, and don't say whether you are gay or not. Don't ask, don't say. So, it started from there. Then now some of them came out. Now, it is time for us to enforce our fundamental constitutional rights that guarantees freedom of association, freedom of who to choose to marry. Everything is there in the constitution. Why should you say a woman cannot marry a woman? A man cannot marry a man. It is the person I love. And praise God. Praise the Lord. It is the one I love. And then 14 families came together and took the matter to the Supreme Court for interpretation. And out of 9 judges, the majority of 5 ruled, the Supreme Court, they ruled a few days ago that same-sex marriage, the Constitution guarantees it. Therefore, it is legalized. Now let me tell you the implication of that. And before the implication, here they are. And the whole of America was rejoicing. And the president of America came. And you know he has that oratory, charismatic, oh my. Come and listen to the speech. And then, talking about, now we are moving forward. A situation where some people are discriminated against. It works against our fundamental principles that brought us together. Freedom. Therefore, they were celebrating it. Of course, few of them, many Christians there, they'll be crying against it. And watch it. The one that is known as the head of Christianity, I have been waiting to hear the comment of the Pope. I'm still waiting. His comment will seal the matter. If I will tell you this, it is his handwork. If I will tell you boldly, that is where the thing is coming from. There is a force that is sponsoring it.